Welcome to The Kelly Roach Show, the place for no fluff, easy to implement, 20-minute or less business and leadership lessons to help you build a sustainable business that scales, lead with integrity, and create a lasting legacy. I'm Kelly Roach, former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive turned eight-figure entrepreneur. Let's get started. Welcome to part two in this series on capacity building. And today we're going to talk about the number one thing that holds you back from expanding your capacity and therefore expanding your readiness to grow, to receive, to create at exponentially bigger levels. And the number one thing that prevents us from building capacity is that we're stuck in the past. How many people do you see, do you interact with all day, every day, that they are carrying like a shield of armor, putting in their future all of the things that they've gone through, that they've been through, that went the wrong way, that set them back, that frustrated them, that hurt them, that disappointed them. This constant exercise in taking emotions and burdens and tolls and hurts from the past and putting them in the future prevents us from having the capacity, the availability, the willingness, the presence to be in receipt and be in a state of readiness for more. And you may think, well, I don't do that. I've forgiven. I've let go. I don't put my past in my future. But it's much deeper than you could ever imagine. There's much more to this than you may initially think. Even if you're a person that sees themselves as having a very healthy relationship with the past versus the future, chances are you're still human. You still have emotions. You still have hurt that needs to be worked through and things that still need to be healed and let go of, right? Because what happens is our human instincts, when something happens in our life that hurts us, our God-given natural human instincts immediately go to, well, how do I protect myself from being hurt like that again? And so imagine over a lifetime how many walls you've put up, how many barriers you've built, how many shields you are wearing, stacked upon stacked upon stacked, that stand between you and your wildest dreams, your biggest goals. It's not talent. It's not capability. It's not even hard work. Most of you that I know, the people that I interact with every single day, the entrepreneurs that I come across, they're the hardest working people I've ever known. It's not for lack of trying. It's for lack of availability for more. It's for lack of capacity. Now, I think that the number one thing that stands in our way from expanding capacity is that our energy is still in the past, which leaves no space for the future. And as I said, unknowingly, and I think subconsciously, over a period of decades, we build many barriers around ourselves to protect ourselves from the things that have hurt us in the past. And it's human nature to do so. It's human nature to learn from circumstances and situations that didn't go well and to do things differently the next time. The problem is that in many instances, that thing that didn't go well, that hurt, that setback, that frustration, that betrayal, that loss, many times those things were put in our lives not to completely redirect us, not to destroy our path to success, not to take something away from us, but instead to equip us with the navigational tools, and the lessons, and the foundation on which we will need to stand in order to get to where we want to go. So where sometimes I believe God comes into our lives, lessons come into our lives, hardships come into our lives that completely redirect us for a reason. And that is entirely possible. And that does happen from time to time. Many times we over course correct. We over course correct, meaning a lesson happened not to teach us to never do that thing or not to pursue that dream or not to go that route ever again, not to completely rule out all realms of possibility around that thing, but instead to make us smarter and wiser and sharper and better educated and more discerning the next time we approach that very same thing. Now, if you think about the hurts that you carry with you, many things that you probably don't even allow yourself to think about consciously, many things that you've probably shut out of your, you know, conscious level of thinking on a day-to-day basis because it's so painful. But if you think about all of those things that you experience and carry with you over the course of a lifetime, what is so interesting is that I want you to imagine that every single one of those things that you carry with you, that you over course correct on, that's a thing from the past that you're putting in your future, represents a door being closed. Now, if you look around you and you imagine all of those things representing a door that's being closed for your future, a door that's being closed for what's possible for you, that's a whole lot of doors being shut. It's a whole lot of avenues for possibility disappearing. It's a whole lot of avenues that you could be growing in and through that you've completely shut yourself off from. And this is why inside Kairos, I talk so much about intentionally working through healing and recovering from those wounds of the past and feeling what you need to feel, but working through that and then ultimately allowing it to remain in your past. Because you'll never have the capacity for what you desire for your future if you are still taking things from the past and putting them in your future. So we talked in the first episode in this series about how capacity building is really about emotional control. It is about your ability to reclaim your own power and to understand that it is your hand on the gear shift. It is you that are in control of how much emotion and energy you exert as it relates to any problem, challenge, obstacle, or setback that comes your way. What does that mean? What does that look like? Well, it means that you have to start cleaning up all that burden and all that weight that you keep carrying that you have refused to put down so many times. We are still clutching so tightly things from the past that we have refused to put down, that our hands are full. Our arms are full. We have no more space, no more capacity, no more capability to carry any more or anything new because our arms and our hearts and our energy and our minds are completely full already. Is this you? Can you see yourself in anything that I'm describing for you here today? So when you think about building capacity for more in the future, more money, more success, more connection, more intimacy, more love, more fun, more adventure, more joy, more positive experiences in your life, you have to be willing to put down the hurts of the future, to let go of the pain from the past, to stop carrying into the future the things that already had their rightful seat at the table in the past for you. And this is where we come back to emotions once again, because you have to develop the ability to extract the learning, extract the lesson, pull through the thing that is the gift in any experience that we have, and leave the rest and let it go, right? Because those lessons, those seasons of hardship, are always the planting seasons. They're always the seasons where we sow. We sow and we plant and we are preparing for the future harvest. And they always come from those hard times. But if you're constantly pounding on the ground and you're relentlessly thrashing and angry and frustrated and upset and overwhelmed because the seeds aren't growing yet, or because what you planted has not produced the yield that you were looking for yet, you're going to prevent yourself from ever making it to the other side of the joy and the excitement that comes with a beautiful harvest when those seeds have in fact had enough time to mature, right? And so this is life. This is capacity building. And so there's so much more to talk about on this topic, but faith expands capacity. Emotional control expands capacity. The ability to let go of the past and just simply pull forward the lessons that you need that serve you for the future expands capacity. And I want to help you build a faith-filled multi-million-dollar empire without having to work harder, longer hours, but instead expanding your capacity for more. So I hope you will join me inside the Kairos Live Experience, where I'm going to be presenting one-of-a-kind, life-changing inspiration, education, and awareness-shifting content that will take you on a journey of growth into the unknown, into amazing places that you will want to explore. So scroll down in the show notes below this episode, click the link to get registered, and I can't wait to see you at the Kairos Live Experience. Thank you so much for listening to The Kelly Roach Show. If you enjoyed this episode, do me two solids. Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review so other people can find the life-changing content that we share here. We're on our way to number one, and we need your help getting there. Thanks so much for being a part of the community and for tuning into the show each and every week.